Yes, this is the place.
Strange spot for a rendezvous. Not for a murder.
There's too many people trapped across here.
Yeah, there's nothing to be read on this page.
You know...
What?
I'd rather like a cup of tea.
Could you read anything from the Colonel's study?
Well, I could tell where the body fell. That's about all.
You know, you were right. Someone had done an excellent job of cleaning and tidying. Well, there was one thing.
What was that?
The view from the window. It was full of interest. I have to see that letter from Casserole.
I thought you'd ask to see it while we were at the yard. Why didn't you?
There was no point.
Of course there was a point.
I didn't have a sample of his writing to compare it with.
Ah.
Well, time to remedy that, I think. I'm going to the Nonpareil Club.
You don't want me to come with you?
No, I have another mission for you. Go down to the police mortuary and see if you can't get a look at the post-mortem reports on Upwood and Catterall.
Excuse me.
What do you want?
Nothing that need alarm you.
Mr. Holmes. Sorry, sir. I thought you were another policeman.
That he most certainly is not. Good afternoon, Mr. Holmes.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Ricoletti. I've come to ask for your help.
No. It's a little too public here. We'll go up to my office. You must excuse Mr. Nicholson. That policeman was here again.
Lestrade thinks that Catterall was acting on your orders.
So I discovered.
Was he?
Do you think I've been lying to you? He used to be able to tell. No, Mr. Holmes, he was not. What can I do for you?
Firstly, you can tell me if you had any reason to want Harold Upwood dead.
I? Yes, I'm afraid I did.
Does Lestrade know that?
I told him.
That was wise. If he thinks you're concealing evidence...
He already thinks that. Don't you want to know what my reason was?
The money?
The money was nothing. This was far more serious. Young Upwood somehow got it into his stupid head that my games are fixed. He was threatening to put that word around society. It would have caused a major scandal.
Only if the accusations were true, surely.
Holmes, I have royalty playing here. Even the suggestion of cheating would have been enough. It would have been a major embarrassment for the palace, and I'd have been ruined.
Did Albert Catterall know all this?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Here, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Morley.
You do understand about the post-mortem reports?
Oh, if Lestrade says they're confidential, we must respect that, of course.
Thank you, Doctor. This is a good job. I don't want to lose it.
Besides, I believe I found everything I need from the bodies.
I really don't know why you're bothering, Mr. Holmes. I've already compared it to a known sample of Catterall's hand. It's a perfect match.
May I see the envelope?
Yeah, of course, for all the good it'll do you.
Thank you. Delivered by hand.
From the district messenger office in Piccadilly, which Catterall used for all his important post. A rather interesting point, wouldn't you say, Mr. Holmes?
Exceedingly, sir. Thank you, Lestrade. I'm most grateful. May I offer you a word of friendly advice?
Can I stop you?
It'll be Christmas before we know it. Ask Mrs. Lestrade to put a magnifying lens in your stocking. The letters are forgery.
Oh, no, Mr. Holmes. I remember most particular. We simply don't get that class of person in here, you understand.
Right.
So I remember most particular. Saw the girl from the Nonpareil drop one of her letters in the street, followed her here, and handed it in so it could go off safe with the others. Goes to show, doesn't it? Poor, yes, broken soul, living rough, but honest as the day's long. There's a lesson there, Mr. Holmes.
Tell me. What did this paragon of virtue look like?
Well, to be honest, sir, all I could really swear to was the coat.
Coat?
Had it all wrapped round, like a shroud. Oh, great, heavy brown coat, all ripped up and stained with God knows what. Is that any help to you, sir?
Both men were killed with a long-bladed, double-sided knife. It needn't necessarily have been the same weapon, but the odds are very good that it was. Upwood's throat was cut almost from ear to ear. Really savage attack.
From Catterall.
stabbed to the heart. I say the